But more importantly, we are imminently about to have production in the second quarter from a project that we've got in Colombia, a jurisdiction that our team's had more than 20 years of experience in. So an exciting time for those getting into Denarius as we become a producer.
Good afternoon. We have Mike Davies here with Denarius Metals, CFO. Mike Davies, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about your company and tell us a bit about your jurisdiction and how you guys are navigating that.
Yeah, great. Thanks. It's a great place to start. Denarius is a junior mining company listed on the Cboe Canada Exchange, as well as the OTCQX in the U.S. It's a company that was formed back in 2021, initially to start exploring, eventually developing a polymetallic project in Spain. But over the last 3.5 years since we got the company off the ground, we've broadened our horizon. We are focused on both Spain, where we've now got 3 projects and a terrific, you know, sort of timeline ahead, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, in a little bit of time on the projects itself for development. But more importantly, we are imminently about to have production in the second quarter from a project that we've got in Colombia, a jurisdiction that our team's had more than 20 years of experience in. So an exciting time for those getting into Denarius as we become a producer.
Can you tell us a bit about your finding and what you guys are digging up and your grade and?
Yeah. So in Colombia, we have the Zancudo project. It's a project our team's known since 2010 when we first bought it, when we were running Grand Colombia Gold, which is now Aris Mining, one of the highest grade underground gold producers in the world, which we formed and built up. And now we're operating Zancudo, another similar project. It's one of the oldest mines in Colombia, previous mining experience. It's a high-grade project. It's got over 7 grams per ton gold, over 100 grams per ton silver. That's about 1 million gold equivalent ounces in the ground that we've identified so far from the historic geologic model. But the drilling we did last year, which we're now sizing up to update the resource estimate, tells us that the propensity of these types of mines to have high grades is well-founded. It's in the Antioquia region, which is home of a number of very high-grade mines, including the Segovia operations we previously operated. So this is a mine that in our team's estimation can only get bigger with time and more drilling.
I know I was curious about potential here, and I know that from both of our opinions, your stock is probably a bit undervalued. If you can tell us a bit about the potential, where do you see your company being valued, and what's the potential and risk here, and how can you mitigate the risk for us?
Yeah, we currently have about 109 million shares outstanding, so we're typically trading between the 60 and 70 million Canadian market cap level. But just one of our projects in Zancudo, probably the one I'd reference, is worth 3 times that based on the PEA we did for the project back at the end of 2023. And we did it at that time at 1800 gold. Its net present value of the future cash flows from operating over 10 years is going to be over 200 million US. And with gold now, 3300, 3400, it's that much more. It's probably over 300 million valuation based on just net asset value and future cash flows. So that project alone would build a company, but we've got 3 projects in Spain and we're going to see similar valuation coming out of Spain. So, you know, our team just has to execute the catalysts we have on the projects we have. And over the next 2 to 3 years, this company is going to grow in terms of its production and cash flow generation. And ultimately, we believe the re-rating is something that people that get in now are poised to benefit from.
Mike, can you share with us, you know, a little bit more about your history, your background, what you bring to the table, and your team around you? I mean, we want to know who we're investing behind, and if you can tell us your track record of success.
Well, let me start with that. Our founder, chairman, and major shareholder, Serafino Yakunov, he's a an entrepreneur with, you know, significant mine building experience over his career. He's had significant experience in Colombia, as have I. I've worked with Serafino now for the last 20 years in a number of companies we've had in Colombia. Probably the longest run is part of GCM or Gran Colombia Gold, which is now Aris Mining. Alessandro Cecchi, our VP Exploration, has been with Serafino longer than me. And we've got a few others like our CEO, Federico Restrepo, and our president of our Colombian operations, Mateo Restrepo, no relation, who've got significant experience in Colombia and significant experience putting operations together. So we've got a good team of people that know how to put mines together, get them into operation. And that's what our group does. And we've done it together successfully several times. Serafino holds about 20% of the issued and outstanding stock, plus he's got some other warrants and convertible debentures. So he puts his money behind his investments, doesn't expect that he's doing this off everybody else's capital and not putting his own feet behind it. He's very committed to this project. He really is leading the charge. He's got good presence in Colombia, but equally spends a fair bit of time in Spain overseeing what's going there. So, you know, we've got a nice team that knows how to build projects and bringing that kind of experience to the forefront here.
Can you share with us more about the shareholders, the share structure, the insiders, institutions? What percentage makes up of what? And do you have any major shareholders you're able to share with us?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, Serafino sits at about 20% of the issued and outstanding. There's a private investment fund out of Europe, Atten Ventures, that holds about another 13%. Aris Mining came from the origination of the company. They're currently sitting at about 9%. A couple of other funds that are just under 10%. So in total, I think we've got about 50% in the hands of Serafino and the companies I've mentioned, and the other 50% with retail and some smaller funds holding the stock. We also have about 33 million Canadian of convertible debentures outstanding. About 60% of those convert at 45 cents Canadian, and the balance converts at 60 cents Canadian. And then over 50 million warrants that are exercisable at 60 cents Canadian. So all in total, our fully diluted share count of everything was issued be about 250 million shares. Serafino would be probably about 30-35% of that if he converted everything. The rest of management's probably in for a total of about 5%. And then you've got those other core investors.
Mike, can you share with us your much capital you have and what you plan to do with it? What's your plan to grow the company in the next quarter throughout the 2025?
Yeah, so the immediate focus this year is really on two projects. The main one that we're focused on at the present moment is the Zancudo project. It's the one where we started mining operations at the end of March. We expect to have our first deliveries to Trafigura under our offtake agreement this quarter. From the early mining we're doing while we're completing the construction of our 1,000-ton-a-day polymetallic concentrate plant that's being built to start operation in the fourth quarter of this year. We needed about $9 million U.S. to finish construction of the Zancudo project. We drew $2.5 million of that in February when we closed the prepayment facility with Trafigura. And the other $6.5 million is sitting on the shelf waiting for us to hit a couple of milestones as we go through the construction process this summer. So good news is Zancudo's fully funded. We also have capital to continue carrying on our activities at the corporate level. And then in Spain, our focus right now is on the Agua Blanca project. It's a world-class nickel copper deposit in Spain that recently was recognized by the European Commission in its initial list of 47 projects that have been identified as strategic projects. These are projects under the receiving focus under the Critical Minerals Act in Europe. And this is a tremendous accomplishment for this project. It's one of only 7 in Spain to receive this recognition. The recognition will allow these strategic projects to get further assistance from the European Commission on receiving financing and any permitting issues that need to be tackled. And so it's a really good recognition for Agua Blanca. We've got a long-term offtake contract already in place for the nickel copper concentrate with Boliden. And all we need to do, we've got our mining license, we've got our environmental license, and imminently we expect to have the one thing we need, which is the water concession. With the water concession, we'll then be able to start dewatering the underground mine, which will be the focus of our work. And in parallel, probably the best asset that Rio Narcea or Agua Blanca has is a 5,000 ton a day concentrate plant that not only is in turnkey condition, it can be started back up within about 4 to 6 months, but it gives us a longer term optionality for the processing of material from our second project in Spain, the La Mera project. So we expect to be back in operation with the Agua Blanca underground nickel mine by the end of this year. And that will be our second project coming on stream within a 12-month period. So these are the two primary focuses of this company: get into production on both these projects. We need a little bit of capital to get Agua Blanca back into operation, and we're sourcing that locally through some project financing that we'll have details of shortly. But with that, we're in operation in Colombia and in Spain by the end of the year, and then moving forward with the development path for the La Mera project. It's another polymetallic project: copper, zinc, lead, silver, and gold in the Iberian Pyrite Belt. Sits about 10 kilometers away from Sandfire Matza's Agua Tenidas project. It's right in the mineralized zone. It's got a resource already of about 11 million tons of polymetallic material. And we're imminently going to put the final touches on a preliminary economic assessment that'll share with investors how we see this project coming to life, which right now looks very much like what Amerita's been announcing for their project in the belt. It's a project that's going to leverage roasting technology as a way to liberate the high-grade gold from our La Mera project out of the pyrite and give us a significant financial return from being able to produce gold, silver, copper, zinc, lead, as well as some sulfuric acid. So further news will be coming on La Mera, but it's got an exciting future, and it should be on stream in about 2-3 years. So,
Mike, can you share a little bit more about your company's history and your connections in the areas that we mentioned? Yeah, what kind of advantage that might give you guys as opposed to other companies?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, a core part of our team led by Serafino started up Denarius in 2021. At that time, we were the management of GCM Mining, which I have mentioned a couple of times is now Aris Mining, run by Neil Woodyer and his team. We started that company in 2010, built up a significant production profile in Colombia. Denarius was formed to go beyond Colombia, starting really focus in Spain at the time on polymetallic projects, which didn't fit the profile of Gran Colombia. And in 2022, when Aris Gold came and wanted to take over GCM, they did so. And we moved full-time into Denarius. So our experience in Colombia is really important for us operating Zancudo. Initially, that was a project that IAM Gold was drilling to be the 70% operator of. But with financial challenges around Côté that, you know, well-documented a few years ago, they ultimately did not complete their earn-in, and we retained our 100% interest, and it felt like winning a lottery because we've always had great faith in the project, but, you know, with our other larger projects, hadn't really been able to get to it to the degree we wanted. Now we've got it, and this is charting the course as a major new gold mine in Colombia that's starting up and one of the only ones during the current government regime. And it's going to be a tremendous asset for us. In Spain, We've partnered with some good people locally, people that know how to operate in Spain, following the same model that we have in Colombia, of, you know, getting communities involved in our projects, understanding how to operate, doing our homework on our projects. We have a good technical team. And to this point, that's been a key enabler for us to unlock the strategy at Lamero, getting introduced to the other partners of Rio Narcia, who are not mining people, but we're looking for people with mining pedigree to help them bring the Rio Narcia Agua Blanca project back to life, was a real, I refer to it as sort of the solution to the missing link, because we knew we had a great resource at Lamero, but we didn't know where we could process it. And with now this spare capacity at Agua Blanca, we have that answered. So the path in Spain is pretty clear, and the path in Colombia is equally just as clear for us. So we're this is a year now to get full steam into execution on bringing these things to life.
Great. Any final news that you can share with us?
I think we've got several catalysts coming up for production in Q2. We just recently announced exploration drilling results from 2024 at Zancudo, which were terrific and reaffirm the high-grade nature of the project. So there'll be a resource update and a mine plan update coming out this year. Imminently waiting for news on our water concession in Spain at the Agua Blanca project. So just stay tuned with Denarius. Our website is denariusmetals.com. If you have any questions, you can reach us at investors@denariusmetals.com, and happy to, we're also on social media. So.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Mike. Great to have you. Looking forward to following your story, and I'm sure we'll be talking in the Atlanta, although you're not going to be able to come, but.
Well, we'll be participating virtually, given our travel restrictions at the time with other work, but. Very pleased to meet you, Steve, and have the conversation. I look forward to people interacting with us.